Hello everyone, my name is Tony Hong. I am an undergraduate from University of California, Davis. I'm here to talk about my research I've done this summer at NC State working on phosphate-enhancing polymer. I work with my mentors are Dean Hesseberg and Aziz Amuzinger. So background on this research, so phosphorus is known as a very inefficient type of nutrient. About less than 40% of this nutrient is actually taken up by crops. One of the reasons why is a condition called adsorption. If some of you are not familiar, it's basically where phosphorus attach to soil particles because of other nutrients and elements in the soil. And plants are very picky. They can't take up this state in the soil. So one of the solutions here is there's a product called the Avail polymer, which the company claims it can influence the uptake of crop of phosphorus in the soil. Basically, it works the way is that it reduces the binding of phosphorus to soil particles. And this way, the crop can take up the phosphorus. So a little bit about my research. Our objective is to determine the conditions at which this Avail polymer would work best under, and we also try to evaluate these conditions under greenhouse conditions based on different combination of Avail and phosphorus on corn growth in the greenhouse. So the work process, we first went out to collect soil samples from an agricultural field, which is a P-deficient field site. We got about 200 grams of soil from there. We pot up into our pots, and we structured that way. We had about 15 centimeter layer of soil within the middle 5 centimeter layers where we packed. We treated the soil with phosphorus and the Avail polymer. After that, we seeded the corn. And what we did was we decided to water at field capacity and monitor the growth. And after the corn grows up to a certain height, we decided to harvest the corn after 28 days. From there, we decided to follow through our analysis. We had to oven dry the samples and then test for tissue of phosphorus through the digestion method. And at the end of this, we analyzed for total P. So the results show that, well, in this graph, it's looking at how Avail inputs is based on the percentage of P sorption capacity and measured against plant height in measuring centimeters. So the red bar is our control. The green is the 75% of this phosphorus, and the orange is 100% phosphorus. So you see from this chart, we did not see too much influence from the Avail polymer. It's pretty much similar across our treatment sites. And we also look at how corn biomass would be influenced, and again, we're also looking at Avail inputs on the x-axis, and on the y is the biomass. And from here, we do have some variability, but it's not too far off from the control. So we accepted that the advanced inputs did not influence as well the corn biomass. On the next slide, we look at how Avail would influence corn P uptake. And similar as the two previous graphs, we see that the Avail did not show too much significant increase in that because our 75% and 100% P rates were not too different, statistically significant to say that Avail would make an influence on our corn growth. So we'd like to conclude under these conditions that we did not see a significant effect from the Avail polymer based on our rates we tested. So we might suggest in the future we could look at maybe how moisture regime might be able to affect phosphorus uptake on our plants. So I'd like to thank my mentor, Dr. Hesseberg Amuzinger, who's also present here, and as well my other mentor, Dr. Doidara and Crozier, as well as undergraduate Diana and Maggie, who helped make this project successful. And also as well, this project was possible funded by the National Science Foundation and the Venetian company who allowed us to test on the Avail polymer. Thank you.
Tony. Thank you.